你以为无限的表达，除了真相放狂便是伦敦牛耳。
Hello and welcome to this episode of London Ears.
又是到了伦敦牛耳的时间，我是 Lucy.
And this is Justin.And this is Oiro Pena.
首先是来自芬兰的这位音乐人，应该说是 multi-instrumentalist, 乐器多面手，而且非常的神秘。
And he's from Finland, although you probably just said that. And this was...
Caillou, Caillou.
Called Caillou, Caillou.
Idea what it means and try to find it out. And the most information it seems means it's like beast, 怪兽 Gayu, Gayu. 如果谁知道这是什么意思的话，也可以在后台留言给我们。
Wasn't that Japanese for monster? Is that what you?
I have no idea, but this is a Finnish musician.
Oh. What do you think of it then?
It's my comfort zone music. It reminds me of people like John Coltrane, some giant steps in jazz history.
It does feel quite kind of classic old feel to it.
所以这首有可能叫做怪兽的音乐，我们刚才在交换了一下感想，觉得一种经典的爵士乐的感觉。 I believe in this piece Oiro Pena is playing the saxophone, although he plays a lot of instruments, and
he's very clever then, isn't he?
Yes.
Does, I guess it's the sort ofBass line, maybe, that's kind of reminiscent of certain style of older jazz.
Justin 说觉得贝斯旋律会让人想起来比较像，让人联想是以前的比较旧的音乐。
I think it is a rhythm section reminds me most of that, though.
是节奏的方面。会让人有一种
It's probably that motif, isn't it? It's the sort of piano and the bass. It just sounds like something from the 60s or something.
Yeah.
Giant Step, John Coltrane. 是这种钢琴和鼓还有萨克斯管一起进来的这种动机，这种律动。
It also sounds like they're having a lot of fun. Sounds like sort of late night jazz club session.
Yes. I believe old time jazz mainly have fun at night in a jazz club.
I think because it's quite a repetitive kind of bass line and piano bit, and the saxophone is sort of doing its thing over the top, it's kind of like a sort of improvised jam thing more than a...Song as such, you see what I mean?
是有这个感觉。Justin 刚才说是这种夜间爵士乐俱乐部在一起即兴玩音乐，其实十分让我想起来高中时期听电台听爵士乐，天花乱坠，然后让我不想去睡觉的感觉。就是这一种。火花四溅，乐手之间的配合，带着你的思维走进一个峰回路转的录像。
But we're talking about old-fashioned. As it sounds like this musician did talk about his influence comes from a very different area. 但是也许很难想象这样的音乐曾经受到过怎样的影响。
And this is that different area. So this is a... Oh, how do we say this? It's a Finnish style of psychedelic rock sort of music. Was it Jaatel Automaatti, which translates as ice cream machine?
Finnish psychedelic music in weird style 是刚才的 Oral Pina 他小时候成长的年代喜欢的音乐、可能跟前一首音乐对不上号但确实这种音乐他形容为是芬兰风格用非常怪异的方式演奏出来的芬兰式迷幻音乐 Is it psychedelic to you?
It's notimmediately what comes to mind when someone says psychedelic but I guess it's just a different way of thinking about it it's a bit more modern and electronic and funny
is it modern? It's 2000 23 years ago
it is not that modern but when I think of psychedelic I think of 60s rock and long hair guitar bands and that sort of thing so compared to that this is quite electronic and more modern
我相信他们说的芬兰人说的迷幻估计跟英美概念之中的迷幻年代六七十年代长发吉他手的那种迷幻是不一样的 It should be different Finnish concepts of psychedelicmusic I believe just yeah
it's a bit more like a computer game rave lots of strange video game characters going crazy in a dark room with strobe lights on drugs
okay maybe not necessarily on drugs just
it's essential
okay then 电玩瑞舞好吧如果是要非要去定义但是其实也没有什么必要但是挺有意思的去接触一些不一样的风格和不同地域吸收各种影响各种年代的影响自己去做一些奇怪的独特的音乐刚才还有没有介绍是这个乐队来自芬兰大概是这种奇幻的奇幻怪异的芬兰迷幻的开创者之一叫做 Texas Fugit 然后我来读一下他的芬兰名 Jaatel Automaatti 就是冰淇淋自动售卖机的意思
Do you want some ice cream now?
No, but didn't you say that it also reminds you of a Chinese band?
It does. Hyper Slash.
Justin 刚说这首歌让他也想起了中国国内的一个组合。我们来换一种风格。
Hyperslash. Hyperslash unplugged.
Time to calm down.
Okay then.
就像是突然从一个多动症小孩换到了一个充满了寂静的森林，在林中，来自日本的作曲家吴满彻。I hesitated a few seconds before I spoke.His name because I was thinking in Cantonese, Mou Mun Chit. That's Toru Takamitsu.
And it's played by Sean Sheba. Is it a duo?
No, it's not.
Who's that other name?
这张专辑来自苏格兰和日本混血的吉他手 Sean Sheba 新的专辑。Broken Branches
The other name is a tenor. Karim, so I don't know how to read it properly.
Suleiman.
He's a Lebanese and American, so both of them are mixed. And you won't hear Suleiman's voice in this one because it's just a guitar music.
Ah, I see. This is from the album, but not with him.
And this one is from In the Woods and movement number 1, Wainscot Pond. 刚才解释了一下，这张双翅膀的新专辑是跟一位黎巴嫩裔的美国男高音歌唱家一起演绎的新专辑，叫做 Broken Branches， 折断的树枝。这是一张概念是主要以东西方音乐的互通和交换为主的一张主题专辑，但是这首音乐是纯吉他曲，所以大家也听不到这位男高音的声音。 It's been stormy these days, and somehow listening to this piece of music called In the Woods, there is also this sort of wildness in the calmness.
Unsettling, as if it's unpredictable weather overhead.
Is it all difficult music? Sounds like that.
It can do sometimes, yeah. I guess that's the thing with so-called difficult music, is they try and make it difficult, which I guess regular music, if you like, is familiar and comfortable and makes you sort of feel relaxed and happy and whatever, but difficult music tries to go against that.
这就是我喜欢的晦涩的吴满彻的吉他音乐。刚才说的是这几天伦敦打风大风天的时候，听着这种有反差的音乐在林中，但却是有一种奇怪的，好像礁石下的暗涌，有一种树欲静而风不止。Talking about contrast, the last song we're going to play also exists in this one, so it sounds very hopeful, maybe, and promising, but it has a different ending.
My eyes are baptism. Oh, I'm confused.
This one is Jeff Buckley and Liz Fraser, and it's called All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun.
所有的花儿都会随着阳光走。
And this does have a kind of intensity to it, doesn't it? The last song was quite sparse, and this is quite dense.
All flowers in time bend towards the sun. I know you see.
跟前一首吴满彻的吉他曲的有一种排句的氛围寂静相反，这首歌里面充满了很浓郁的情绪。If you know the story, and it, maybe it's even more intense, or you can even understand it more.
I know the story on a very, very limited level, in as much as I believe they were having some sort of relationship, and maybe it was falling apart at this point.
完成于差不多是1997年，很久以前了。其实是 Jeff Buckley 溺水的同一年，女歌手 Liz Fraser 应该大家从另外一个乐队 Cocteau Twins 认识她，但当时她跟 Jeff 会有一段很深的很真挚的感情。 And I believe it is improvisation and it's life.
So is that live as in a live performance to an audience?
Yes.
I guess it's probably those stages where the cracks are starting to show and there's a lot of feelings going on and they're coming out in the music
绝对能听得到许多的情绪在歌里面，尤其是之后在 Jeff Buckley 溺水了之后，女歌手很久都没办法去回听这个现场，因为对她来说太痛苦。
Keep it going in me. So this is what, 1997?
Yeah.
I guess it has that reverb-y, intense, strummy guitar soundSounds quite of its time.
Where will you wait for me? 1997年的回响比较突出，然后这种吉他弹奏的方式就是有一种年代的印记。
It's okay to be angry, but not to hurt me.
另外一个反差，其实我想说的是，像前一首在林中的寂静，有一种暗流涌动的反差，而这首歌的貌似阳光，但是背后会有一种难以描述的悲伤在里面。
It is. It's just intensity. There's nothing hiding there.
一切都呈现在阳光之下，所有的情绪表露无遗。And it's summertime.
The intensity of the summer sun.
阳光也非常的厉害，因为正是夏天，这个转的不太好。
But it doesn't matter. We've all got a bit of sunstroke and going a little bit mad, so we will have to say goodbye.
这一期就这么结束了，各位，下一期再见。
This is London Ears.